There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You got to just tip your cap. Michael King's a really great pitcher.
Yeah, he is.
They got him in the trade with Soto from the Yankees. The Yankees, they had to think about parting with him, and he's been money for these guys.
We didn't have a lot of chances to break through with this guy. We placed two runners on base in the first, two in the third, one in the fourth, and we left him all on.
15 strikeouts for the Padres pitching, 12 for King, 3 for Adam, who came in. So that's, you know, this look, guys, you've seen the Padres. They've been sniffing around the last couple of years, and they feel really good this year. This is their shot.
Braves fall 4-0 in game one, game two tonight, and if necessary, tomorrow night they will play. You got to go into this and say, we have nothing to lose, which we don't. Most people didn't think we'd get into the playoffs to begin with, and then you got there. Now, I don't want to make excuses, Mike, but these guys played, 18 innings, 27 innings of baseball in less than in a 48-hour period?
Right.
I'm not going to make excuses and say, hey, we would have won last night. But I do think fatigue is a factor. And you guys know this. If you've flown to the West Coast, if you fly to Vegas or the West Coast, it's a grind on you, man. And I don't care if you're flying charter or private. It doesn't matter. That travel still plays a role. And so tonight what I'm hoping, Mike, is a little bit of rest, a little fresher, and let's not leave these men on base, and hopefully somebody can come up with a couple of knocks.
Yeah, 7 men left on base for the Braves, which is surprising when you think about just how dominant Padres pitching was. It's amazing we had those guys to leave on base in the first place. But, yeah, I need, and we said this yesterday, Olson, just somebody. You know, Money Harris continues to be the one guy we can say is doing his job. True. Ozzie was 1-for-4. Obviously, they just couldn't, you know, get these guys, you know, get the Ducks in. But, man, just frustrating. The bottom of the lineup, that's the thing. You know, for so many years, the bottom of our lineup was like one of the strengths, right? 7-8-9 always produces. You know, we went a combined 1-4-10 in the bottom of the lineup. So it's just, it's tough, guys, when you're plugging in dudes that are just, you know, they're backups. That's it. You're rolling up against a team that's one of the best teams in Major League Baseball with backups.
Let me hear Brian Snicker. It's Dukes and Bell talking about everybody saying, was it A.J. Smith-Sharver? Listen, he didn't last long, but even then, you look at the job that was done with the pitching staff. The issue has been what all year, guys? We don't score enough runs. It's been our issue all year, and now you see it rear its ugly head in the playoffs. Here's Snit saying this, and who we started wasn't the issue.
We didn't score. We couldn't, you know, you still got to punch back and score. It wasn't who we started. It was just we couldn't get anything going against their starter. We did a good job of limiting damage, and the bullpen did a great job of holding the game there. And like I say, I wasn't because of who we started that we didn't win this game. We couldn't get anything going offensively.
I mean, Money Harris singles to start the game. The San Diego crowd goes totally silent. You know, it's so, by the way, it's so West Coast.
It is.
San Diego is so, no disrespect. It's like literally, whoa! So, yeah, unfortunately, you got a leadoff single. And you just can't get anything off of it. And would you like to see Harris try to steal the base there, too, by the way?
Oh,
a little pressure right from the jump?
At this point, Mike, everything should be on the table.
That's why. I mean, last night, go steal the base. You've stolen 10.
Yes.
You've got speed. I know you're not Acuna, but let's let's put some pressure on Santiago, as Ron Burgundy would say. But, yeah, it's just not on the cards. And, again, you get your best chance, Max Fried. Certainly you give yourself a puncher's chance, but I need Matt Olson to be spectacular. I need somebody to really break out tonight, really step up.
404-726-0929. Turtle, let's put a poll up. You like our chances tonight to at least regain this momentum and then potentially win this thing. Listen, again, anything can happen, and it's one game, but tonight is the most important game of the season. Here's Brian Snicker talking about how he feels about Fried being on the hill.
I feel good. I feel, you know what? Again, we got to win tomorrow. It's not bad. We don't have to win two in a row. We just got to win tomorrow. So, and I like, we're sitting pretty good with Max Fried on the mound for us tomorrow. And like I say, the bullpen had a day off, which is really good. And we'll, you know, it'll be all hands on deck again tomorrow.
Yeah, man, that first inning, I think that was our best chance.
I agree.
Before the kid settled in, if you don't remember, guys, we talked about Harris singles. Ozzie strikes out. By the way, low strike zone early. The sinker, they were calling the sinker out of the zone. Look, Matt Olson is like 6'5". I don't expect him to swing at something at his ankles. And their catcher does an amazing job of framing the pitches. If you saw it, I mean, it's textbook on how he's framing that stuff. So, again, first and third, and we can't push a run across because Soler strikes out swinging. And if we're honest, that was our best shot.
I agree. You got to take away the crowd, first of all, as you mentioned, in the first or second inning. When you have chances to score in these playoff games, we know. We've seen it time and time again, Braves fans. Braves country, you know the deal. Here's the other part about this. Tatis showed you how good he was, right? That was a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. I mean, he threw that. And Tatis was looking for it. He talked about it after the game, saying he was looking to chase a fastball. He went and got that thing and knocked it out of the park 415 feet. I just look at that lineup, Mike, and we said it yesterday. This is dangerous. Freed is going to have to be freed, playoff freed, when we've seen him at his best, because this lineup is one of the best in the league. And so when you talk about World Series-type lineups, how long it is, how you got to pitch to everybody, he's going to have to be very strategic tonight in his approach.
I know that, as a fan, it's been an amazing run. We said, we talked about it yesterday. It was great, just the fact to make it. But then once you're in it, there's no consolation. If they get swept in a best of three, we're all sitting here like,
yep,
okay, it came to nothing. And even now, I don't think there's fans who appreciate how great it was. But Braves fans are so sick of this because they've seen this for so many decades.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.